Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have been discussing about the ways which help our children to develop more attention, to be more focused, to be more orienting, and so that they can actually accomplish their goals. Their concentration is a big part of focus as children get older. And you have been helping us with some of the remedies, some of the ways to deal with.
Yes, we said generally we need to be compassionate, we need to be patient, we need to be loving. We should be supporting our child generally. Now, we should ask ourselves, have we been able to teach him the skills of life, life skills which are important for every child to get to learn and to be able to, you know, manage different situations? One of them starts with being able to understand oneself. Self-recognition is very important.
Self-recognition, okay.
We need to understand who we are as human beings, as people, as human beings, as creations of Allah Almighty, having responsibilities to carry out in this world. We need to teach them this. We need to be able to teach them how to solve problems, problem solving, confidence development, develop confidence in themselves. They need to be able to plan for themselves. They need to be able to focus on the goals. Planning means to be able to identify the reasons for what we are here, and then developing our goals and how to reach those goals. So we need to teach our children to be able to goal set and then to be able to reach out to those goals.
Right.
And then we that would help them in becoming focused in life. If you have a goal in life, then you can plan for that goal. You can work for that goal. But if you don't have a goal in life, and you don't develop that sense that we need to be actually all the time trying and endeavoring and striving to reach that goal, then of course there would be many things which would make us lose our focus and attention in life.
Can it be, when it comes to children, can it be multitasking?
That requires a lot of,
because when they are sometimes playing with different toys at the same time, watching television at the same time, doing their homework at the same time, can we say like they have the lack of concentration in a particular thing, like in their homework at that particular time because their focus is on multitasking, they're doing multiple tasks at the same time?
Yes, multitasking is an issue which maybe some people may be able to develop easily, but it's not easy. Generally, people can't focus on many things, especially males can't focus on many things. In small things and small chores, ladies, girls can focus on many things together. But
and that's what I was reading in one of the articles, like which said that why always in the foreign country police, there's always a female police accompanying a male, because she notices very small things very clearly.
Yes. So girls are able to focus on many things together. They can be, answering the phone, cooking, opening the door, taking care of the child. So many things can be done together, but generally men can't do that. And for sometimes people are supposed to do it, they needed to do it, but everyone can't. That requires a lot of, you know, competencies,
yeah.
And you know, able to manage things, many things together, and manage them is not easy. So generally we need to make our child develop this competency that he takes things one at a time and
yeah.
focus on one thing at his one.
So he has to reduce multitasking.
Exactly.
To be more focused.
I mean, especially when, for example, we're eating, we shouldn't be watching the TV. When we're listening or eating,
that's
we shouldn't
the very
be
simplest
looking
example,
at the phone.
Yeah. Professor, we'll be discussing more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and Professor is helping us with some of the tips, some of the remedies that could help our children to be more focused. Professor, you said before going to the break that one of the reasons that could help, that actually brings down the attention, especially in boys, is multitasking, and we have to reduce this multitasking. Like doing things at the same time makes us feel like they're productive, but at the same time, it is one of the issues that makes you less focused. So we got to reduce this multitasking in our children so that they are more focused.
Yes. Even we adults tend to forget many things together. If we're doing so many things, especially when we tend to procrastinate and delay things to the final hour, when we do things like that and leave everything for the 11th hour, we become so stressed up that we need to do so many things together, we forget some of them.
Yeah.
At the same time, you need to get up. You need to, if you want to, you want to come to a program on time, you need to be ready on time, and you need to be doing all the things before that. So we need to learn ourselves and our children to be able to, you know, somehow reverse.
Not to put your tasks for tomorrow
for
or day
yes.
after tomorrow. We
exactly.
have a very beautiful line in Urdu, jo kal kar so aaj kar, jo aaj kar so ab kar, which means that the things that you want to do tomorrow, do them today. The things you want to do today, do them right now.
And this is one of the major issues. Time management is very important. If you want to achieve your goals, you need to be able to manage your time in such a way that things are done properly
yeah.
in a sequence, and you don't have to be doing that so many things at the last moment that you forget some of them. And I can give an example of myself. I was getting late, and I got to sit in the car, and then I forgot to take something. Then I went back to my house, opened the door, the front door, went inside, and when I came back in the afternoon, I had forgotten my keys in the
right.
door. So what happened is that I'd left it at the main door, front door. So that's
so
that's what happened.
You went to take out something that you already had forgotten, and then you again missed the keys itself.
I missed the keys. So
right.
unfortunately, we had a good neighbor who took the keys, and, you know, he didn't. I mean, somebody could have just entered the house, and what would have happened is, you know, it's clear.
Clear.
So we need to, you know, I say it to myself that we need to be able to plan ahead. And when we want to achieve a target, we need to reverse engineer and find out what are the steps to that target. And then we break down the work.
Dream as well as act.
Yes, and we need to break down the work. That's called the work breakdown structure. And then you have to, you know, make a chart of the activities that you need to do on time. So this has to be, so many things have to be learned by ourselves as parents. And we need to teach our children also to do that. And of course, if we're doing them, naturally, the children would also be learning how to do them. But one of the major problems is that we're not good role models ourselves. So how do we expect our children to resolve these issues? And we need to make him, the child, understand that these things are important. Learning them requires patience, requires perseverance and consistency. But if you want to, you know, achieve results, you want to be successful, then you need to, you know, learn these things. And they may cause pain, but you need to learn them. And then you can become focused and pay attention.
Yeah, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Al-Kavi, and Professor is helping us to be more focused and help that to our children so that they accomplish their goals. And for accomplishment of goals, one has to dream as well as act. That's what we were saying. And Professor is helping us with some more remedies, how our children could be more focused in different fields of life.
So, as I was saying, being able to plan ahead, what we need to do is develop the timetable. Goals, time plan, and time management is important. Thinking ahead is important. Doing things on time is very important. And we, as Muslims, should be able to manage our time all around the prayer timings. We set our goals, daily goals and daily things to do. We need to manage them around the prayer timings. Our major milestones every day should be that we should be able to do prayer in the first instance of the prayer timings for Maghrib, for Zohr, for Fajr. We should be, you know, planning out our day in such a way that we are able to offer our prayers on time. So if we do that, that is going to give us a good planning scheme of things that will help us to plan things, and it will also give us the spiritual upliftment to be successful in doing things which we need to do. The spiritual strength will come from the prayers, because in prayers we are concentrating. We're supposed to concentrate. We're supposed to remain focused. Prayers are teaching us to become focused.
Yeah.
When you're the way you stand up, and you're supposed to look at specifically at the place where you're going to put your head down on the prayer mat. And you need to focus on that. The way you look when you're prostrating, when you're bowing down, everything is very fine-tuned.
Exactly.
So if you're praying properly,
prayers help you get.
So there's a complete harmony between your thoughts and your actions and your feelings.
Right.
So that is also a classroom. That's also a learning experience.
Yeah.
In becoming focused, in learning things.
Yeah.
So if we can do that and teach our children to do that, then we could become quite successful in planning the whole day out.
Yeah.
I mean, we would be doing things which are necessary, remembering Allah while praying and remembering Allah all the time. And that remembrance of Allah is very important. If we remember Allah, He remembers us.
Indeed.
And then He helps us and He assists us and He makes us remain focused and pay attention to what we're doing. And then to control our feelings and thoughts and to be able to, you know, activate many potentials in our minds, in our brains, we need to be lively. We need to be able to smile and
active.
laugh and remain cool.
Yeah.
I mean, a moment, one of the things that a mu'min is supposed to do, one of the attributes, bishruhu fi wajhi wa huznuhu fi qalbi, he's smiling all the time. He feels there's radiance glowing from him.
Right.
But inside him, he may be sorrowful.
But outside, so,
he's in a state of, you know, happiness and pleasure.
So actually what we learn over here, the spiritual ascension, the spiritual progress helps you in the material progress as well and to be more focused in life. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and sharing such important information to be focused and to teach our children to be focused. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.